This week, the New York Attorney General concluded an investigation into the proposed merger of Seamless and Grubhub, two online platforms for ordering food from restaurants. The AG was concerned that the merger could lead to a monopoly. The companies have now agreed to allow more competition and the merger can go ahead. But WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports there is grumbling from another quarter. Some restaurants say the cost of doing business through Seamless is just too high.
If you're a takeout or delivery customer, websites like Seamless are a marvel. No more shouting into the telephone receiver, hoping to make yourself understood to someone in a noisy kitchen. Just type and click your order. Big improvement. But if you're a restaurant, this shift to the web may not sit so well with you.
I have to stop doing this because it's more work, but it's less earnings.
Pedro Munoz owns Luz, a Latin American restaurant in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn. 2 years ago, he signed up with Seamless. The commission seemed kind of high. They'd take $1 out of every $10 order, but he was willing to give it a try. And at first, Munoz liked the results. Really liked them.
Almost instantly, we just started picking up, and we had to hire another delivery guy, so yeah.
But then little things started bugging Munoz. There was a $150 a month marketing fee, which he couldn't understand, and Seamless only paid him every 30 days, which left him chronically short of cash. When his monthly orders increased to over $10,000, Seamless raised its take from 10% to 14%. Munoz couldn't believe this. When he orders more from his vegetable supplier, the price goes down. With Seamless, the opposite was happening.
I asked them, you know, I'm bringing in three times as much money to Seamless as before. You know, can we negotiate the fees? And they said that they could drop me any day and that they don't negotiate fees.
WNYC asked Seamless to explain its fee structure. The company declined to offer details, but a spokeswoman wrote in an email, "We drive thousands of orders their way through our innovative technology, website, mobile, and iPad apps. Many of these independently owned restaurants are unable to develop this technology on their own." And a lot of restaurant owners agree. Tom DeSimone owns Rabbit's Cafe in Soho.
I'm the owner, cook, delivery boy, I do everything.
DeSimone says Seamless gave him access to law firms and banks that reward their staff with vouchers that are good only on Seamless.
It got us to the 100th floor of some building that you would never slip your menu underneath. And if tomorrow they said they were going to take more money, I don't think I'd take Seamless Web away. I think I'd probably learn to live around it.
If you look in the doors and windows of restaurants, especially in Manhattan, you'll see lots of Seamless decals with their trademark red dots. By joining forces with Grubhub, the company is likely to grow its leverage with restaurants. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.